This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister hails Heart Trust Mobile Units Initiative. Patent and Design Act to be tabled in Parliament in short order, and resident magistrates to be renamed as parish judges. Details after the break.
JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2016 competitions in
Speech, Drama, Dance, Music and Traditional Folk Forms,
Jamaica Gospel Song,
Children's Gospel Songs,
Festival Song,
World Reggae Dance Championship,
Creative Writing,
Visual Arts,
Culinary Arts,
and the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen.
Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won.
Visit the JCDC website at jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms and other details.
Now the news. Government is undertaking a number of reforms to modernize the justice system. This includes appointing resident magistrates as parish judges and creating a post for a chief executive officer to manage the administrative functions of the courts. Under the Judicature Resident Magistrates Amendment Act 2015 to be debated in the Senate next week, several new posts will be created in the Office of the Chief Justice to better coordinate administration and legal affairs. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says a court administration division will replace the current court management services with an advisory board chaired by the Chief Justice.
We have tabled the Judicature Resident Magistrates Amendment Bill 2015 in the Senate to modernize the status of our resident magistrates and bringing them under the Judiciary Act so that their salary and benefits fall under the independent commission of the judiciary rather than being treated like civil servants.
An executive legal officer will also be assigned to assist the Chief Justice, while there will be a Chief Parish Judge to provide administrative oversight for the parish judges. The government is moving to introduce legislation to replace the century-old Patent Act. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton says work is advanced on a new Patent and Design Act to be tabled in Parliament before the end of this year. He says the existing act has been in place since 1857 and must be updated in order to be consistent with current trends in intellectual property management.
Based on the state of preparation for the new act, assures me that it will be tabled in the Parliament before the end of this year. Thereafter, we will become a signatory to the Patent Cooperation Treaty, the PCT.
Minister Hilton notes that all signatories to the treaty are able to access the International Patent Cooperation Union, which gives them the ability to file, search, and examine all applications for the protection of inventions. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the mobile units recently rolled out by the Heart Trust NTA is a visionary initiative that will bring hope and new training opportunities to young persons across Jamaica. Mrs. Simpson-Miller was addressing the launch of the Heart Trust NTA's Mobile Welding Lab and Career Counseling Unit in Duckenfield, St. Thomas on Wednesday. She says the initiative will be helpful in supporting government's drive to significantly increase the number of Jamaicans in gainful employment.
The main focus of my government is securing economic growth and investments so that more and better paying jobs can be provided for our people. We are also focused on investing in skills training provided by entities such as HEART so that our young people can create businesses and jobs for themselves and for others.
The Heart Sparks Welding Lab will train workers for industrial electronics, while the Career Coach will target untrained and uncertified workers within the hospitality and tourism sector. The Mobile Career Coach will deliver the full range of Heart services, including recruitment, applications, career services, job placement, and placement in on-the-job training. And council member of the International University of the Caribbean and the Confucius Institute at the University of the West Indies, Mona Faye Pickersgill, has been appointed ambassador of Jamaica to the People's Republic of China. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator A.J. Nicholson recently announced the appointment of Mrs. Pickersgill, who has been the president of the Jamaica-China Friendship Association since 2008. Senator Nicholson, in a release issued by the ministry, said he is confident that the effective leadership of the newly appointed ambassador will redound to the benefit of the strategic Jamaica-China relationship. Mrs. Pickersgill will succeed Ambassador Ralph Thomas, who was reassigned earlier this year as Jamaica's head of mission in Washington. She's expected to assume duties in the coming weeks. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjuie James-Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.